Stand Up For Your Rights, Public Spaces Safety. This recording lasts for approximately 16 minutes. It contains the following sections. This audio introduction, about this guide, Know Your Rights, the Disability Discrimination Act 1992, Facing Barriers in Public Spaces, the types of barriers you can face. This section includes overhanging trees and plants, footpaths that are broken, uneven, or under construction, A-frame signs and cafe furniture, e-scooters blocking the way and causing damage, missing or damaged tactile ground surface indicators, TGSIs, cars parked over driveways and crossing points, bins, rubbish or delivery trolleys left on footpaths, and inaccessible pedestrian signals or crossings. Who is responsible for fixing these issues? How can I report a problem, including the sections Use Snap, Send, Solve, and Call or Email Your Local Council, Need More Support, including the section Related Resources, and Closing Announcement. About this guide. This guide is here to support people who are blind or have low vision in navigating public spaces safely, confidently, and independently. It explores common issues you might come across while being out and about in your community and gives you practical advice on how to report problems and where to go for help. You have the right to move freely and safely in your environment. If something's getting in the way, you deserve to be heard, and this guide can help you take that first step. We understand that it can be hard to feel confident enough to advocate for yourself or a loved one. To explore the basics of speaking up for yourself in more depth, you can listen to the guide, Stand Up For Your Rights, Speaking Up For Yourself. Know Your Rights, the Disability Discrimination Act 1992. If you feel you have experienced discrimination, before you take any next steps, it's useful to understand your rights under the Disability Discrimination Act 1992, DDA. This national law protects people with disability, including people who are blind or have low vision, from being treated unfairly. Under the DDA, you cannot be denied access to public spaces, transport, services, education, or housing because of your vision. The Act applies across Australia and works alongside state and territory laws to protect your right to equal access. For a comprehensive guide on the DDA, listen to Stand Up For Your Rights, Understanding the Disability Discrimination Act 1992. Facing Barriers in Public Spaces, the types of barriers you can face. When you're out and about, even everyday errands can become difficult if your surroundings aren't accessible. Some barriers are obvious, but others are more subtle, and figuring out who's responsible for fixing them can be frustrating. Below are some of the most common issues that people who are blind or have low vision may face when moving through public spaces. Overhanging trees and plants. Branches that hang too low or plants that spill out onto the footpath can become dangerous obstacles. These can be especially hazardous when they're at head height, difficult to detect with a cane, or when they suddenly appear along a regular route. Local councils are usually responsible for maintaining street vegetation, though the property owner may be responsible if it comes from a private home. Footpaths that are broken, uneven, or under construction. Footpaths that are cracked, uneven, or damaged by tree roots and weather wear can create significant obstacles and tripping hazards for people who are blind or have low vision. When footpaths are undergoing maintenance or construction, the situation can become even more hazardous if there is inadequate signage, poorly placed cones, or a lack of clear, accessible detours. Without proper guidance, pedestrians may be forced to navigate unsafe areas or detour onto busy roads, putting their safety at risk. Because footpath maintenance and repair usually fall under the responsibility of the local council, these hazard locations should be reported to them promptly. A-frame signs and cafe furniture. Shops and cafes often place sandwich boards, A-frame signs, or outdoor seating on footpaths to attract customers. These reduce walking space and create unexpected obstacles, especially for people who are blind or have low vision. Because these items are low to the ground and hard to detect with a cane, they can cause trips or collisions, making navigation unsafe. They may also force pedestrians into the road or other dangerous areas. Responsibility usually lies with either the local council or the business. Noting the location helps determine who to contact to report the issue. E-scooters blocking the way and causing damage. E-scooters and bikes are becoming more and more common, but when users leave them lying across the path or zoom past other pedestrians at speeds too quick for a shared pathway, they can be very hard to detect and cause accidents. If you regularly notice scooters blocking footpaths, it's worth reporting to both the local council and the scooter provider. Missing or damaged tactile ground surface indicators, TGSIs. TGSIs, the raised markers at train stations, crossings and stairs, are essential for many people to move around safely. If they're worn out, broken or missing altogether, it can make navigation much more difficult and increase the risk of falls. These should be reported to either the council or the transport authority, depending on where the issue is. Cars parked over driveways and crossing points. When vehicles park across driveways, footpaths, or over curb ramps, they can block important access points used by pedestrians, particularly those relying on a consistent, accessible route. This often forces people to detour onto the road or navigate uneven surfaces, which is not only inconvenient, but can also be dangerous. These types of obstructions are typically considered parking violations and can be reported to your local council or parking enforcement body. If it's a recurring issue in your area, it may also be worth raising it with your council as a broader accessibility concern. Bins, rubbish, or delivery trolleys left on footpaths. Bins left out for extended periods, dumped rubbish, or delivery trolleys parked across walkways can block key routes and make navigation difficult or hazardous, especially when they appear without warning. While these types of obstructions are usually temporary, they can still pose a real risk to pedestrians. Depending on the situation, either the local council or a nearby business may be responsible. It's a good idea to take note of where the issue is happening to help decide who to report it to. Inaccessible pedestrian signals or crossings. Pedestrian crossings without audio signals, tactile indicators, or vibrating buttons can make it hard for people who are blind or have low vision to know when it's safe to cross, especially at busy intersections that have unpredictable traffic flow. Some crossings also don't allow enough time to cross safely, which can leave people rushing or stranded in the middle of the road, increasing the risk of accidents. These kinds of barriers can usually be reported to your local or state transport authority. Who is responsible for fixing these issues? It's not always obvious who you need to contact for support. Is it the council, a business, or the transport authority? Here is a general guide to help you figure out the right person to contact at the right time. Footpaths, street trees, and general public spaces, your local council is usually responsible. Shops and businesses placing objects outside, report to the local council or speak directly to the business if comfortable doing so. Public transport stops or stations, contact your state's public transport authority. E-scooters or bikes, report to the local council, or if you are comfortable and is possible, the person on the vehicle. Illegal parking, report to the local council or parking enforcement in your area. If you're still unsure, Snap Send Solve is a mobile phone app and great tool to help you report issues without needing to know exactly who's responsible. Just take a photo, add a quick note, and the app will send the report to the correct council or authority based on your location. You can learn more about the Snap Send Solve via their website here. https://www.snapsendsolve.com. How can I report a problem? Sometimes all it takes is one report to get something fixed, but knowing how to report can make a big difference. Use Snap Send Solve. Snap Send Solve is a free app that makes it easy to report issues like damaged footpaths, blocked paths, overhanging branches, and more. Call or email your local council. Most councils have a phone number, general email, or online reporting tool on their website. Try searching for your local council's name and report an issue or make a complaint to find the right place. When reporting a problem, be sure to include a description of the issue, such as overhanging branch at head height outside 120 High Street, being as location-specific as possible, how it impacts you as someone who is blind or has low vision, and what action you'd like to see, such as trimming the tree, and a date you would like to see the action by. Need more support? While Vision Australia may not be able to provide individual advocacy in every situation, we can often offer general advice or help point you in the right direction. If you'd like more information on self-advocacy strategies or to obtain this guide in another format, call Vision Australia's advocacy team on 1300 847 466 or email advocacy@visionaustralia.org. Related resources. Vision Australia National Call Centre. Telephone 1300 847 466. Email info@visionaustralia.org. Web www.visionaustralia.org. Australian Human Rights Commission, AHRC. National Information Service, 1300 656 419. Email infoservice@humanrights.gov.au. Web https://www.humanrights.gov.au/complaint-information. Anti-Discrimination Commission Queensland, ADCQ. Statewide Telephone Information and Inquiry Line, 1300 130 670. Web, https://www.adcq.qld.gov.au/contact-us. Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, VEOHRC, Inquiry Line, 1300 292 153. Web, https://www.humanrightscommission.vic.gov.au/making-a-complaint. Equal Opportunity Commission, WA, phone 08-9216-3900, email eoc@eoc.wa.gov.au, web https://www.eoc.wa.gov.au/complaints-inquiries, that's spelled INQUIRIES, /making-a-complaint. Anti-Discrimination Board, New South Wales. Phone 02-9268-5544 between 9am to 1pm and 2pm to 4pm. Email adbcontact@justice.nsw.gov.au. Email complaints@adb@justice.nsw.gov.au. Web https://www.antidiscrimination.justice.nsw.gov.au/pages/adb_1_making-a-complaint/adb_1_making-a-complaint.aspx. ACT Human Rights Commission, phone 02-6205-2222, email human.rights@act.gov.au, web https://hrc.act.gov.au/. Northern Territory Anti-Discrimination Commission, phone 1800 813 846, email antidiscrimination@nt.gov.au, web https://www.adc.nt.gov.au/index.html. Equal Opportunity Commission, South Australia, phone 08-8207-1977 between 10am to 3pm, email eoc@agd.sa.gov.au, web https://www.eoc.sa.gov.au/eo-u/making-complaint. Equal Opportunity Tasmania, phone 03-6165-7515, email office@equalopportunity.tas.gov.au, web https://equalopportunity.tas.gov.au/complaints. Closing announcement. This recording was produced by Vision Australia in 2025 in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. This document was last updated by Vision Australia's advocacy team in August 2025. Your narrator was David Tredinnick. This concludes the recording.